Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, Gardaí are getting ready today for that major operation as the Republic of Ireland prepares to take on England in their first game of the Nations League tomorrow evening, with thousands of England fans expected to travel. British police officers have also arrived in Dublin to watch out for football hooligans, with UK travel bans, those who are banned attempting to arrive in the state. The game coincides with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's first official visit to Dublin to meet Taoiseach Simon Harris as he continues his promised reset of Anglo-Irish relations. Well, for more, we're joined by Conor Gallagher, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, Henry Riley, reporter with LBC News in London, and Ray Houghton, former Republic of Ireland international. You're all very welcome. Conor, I'm going to start with you. Conor Gallagher, for giving you the wrong name.
That's okay.
Listen, we have this fixture, which has been declared an extraordinary event by the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris. So there's a very serious security operation around this. We have British police officers who are already here. Will you give us the details of that security operation?
Yeah, so as you say, I mean, I think the first thing to say, Claire, is that it has been declared an extraordinary event, which basically means Garda leave is cancelled for this 3-day period. And that is aimed at ensuring they have thousands of Gardaí both on the streets and available to be called up if they're required. So you can really split the operation. It's called Operation Jarol, and you can really probably split it into two parts. One is the operation on Saturday around the Aviva, trying to get the crowds in there safely, trying to ensure that there's order and that there's no trouble at the game, and then trying to get everybody away then afterwards. And then I suppose the trickier part then comes in the evening time after that game is over, because what you will have is you'll have Ireland fans and England fans obviously pouring into the city centre. They'll probably socialise there for the evening into the early hours. And really, that, you know, the crowds will be spread over a much larger period at that point. People will be in the pubs and clubs and so on, and that's when things can go wrong. So it's a game of two halves. It's going to be a huge policing operation through the weekend, obviously Saturday being the key one. But these police officers are over from the UK, and they are already here, and their work began in the last few days, really, just preparing the ground with the Gardaí to ensure that, you know, no well-known troublesome football hooligans from Great Britain are actually here.
But will we see the police presence, the UK police presence, or are they just watching?
They're watching. They're from the Football Policing Unit in Britain, and what they specialise in, they specialise in gathering intelligence on, I suppose, prolific football hooligans in the UK, the majority of whom would have been banned from travelling internationally to watch the England team. So because we have the common travel area, obviously, between Britain and Ireland, and it's very easy to travel between the two places, the fear is that some of these people will try and exploit that, and that they will travel here even though they are banned. So the British police officers from the Football Policing Unit, their main job will be to try and help Gardaí uncover any of those people as they try and come to Ireland. That's the key job. But what they will also be doing then is, so that will involve things like spotting travel plans in advance and so on, trying to keep an eye on anybody who's planning to travel here. But then on the ground over the weekend, these British police officers will also be in the CCTV rooms in various Garda stations around the city, helping Gardaí to just keep an eye on what's going on around the Aviva Stadium and then also in the city centre after the game. And if things went, you know, badly and the public order units had to be deployed onto the streets to quell any violence, those British police officers could be brought down onto street level then as well. But even if that happened, their job would be to spot the main troublemakers in any crowd and to point them out to Gardaí. So they are essentially the eyes and the ears of the guards. They won't have any policing powers while they're here.
Okay, then the British Prime Minister, of course, Keir Starmer, is coming to Dublin as well. He is expected to attend that match with Simon Harris, and there'll be a separate policing operation in place for that, Conor.
There will be. Obviously, this will be his first trip here since he was elected. So, you know, any British Prime Minister coming here, you know, will always result in a very specialised policing operation just to keep him safe. You know, we have seen in Ireland even, you will have a whole range of protesters from the far right to anti-vaccine people and so on, trying to target politicians. So the fear for the Keir Starmer trip would be that something high profile could happen, that any one of these protesters could seek to somehow embarrass the guards and get close to Keir Starmer. So that operation will really be focused on, you know, keeping him away from any embarrassing incidents, any protesters, and just generally keeping him safe. And his trip here, it's all wrapped up into this extraordinary event that Garda headquarters has declared for the weekend. There'll be thousands of Gardaí involved in that, and there'll also be about 350 public order unit Gardaí on standby, ready to be called in if things go wrong, and then also an armed Garda component then as well, ready to be called in. But I think we anticipate, Claire, certainly from speaking to guards, they anticipate that the game will probably go off peacefully. Their main concern is that it's on at 5 p.m. This could allow some people to go to the pubs during the day, and then by the evening time, you know, you might get small groups of fans who could get out of hand.
Yeah.
And that's where that post-game policing operation will obviously come into effect.
Okay. Well, Conor, thank you very much for running us through it all. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. Let's go to Henry Riley now, reporter with LBC News in London. So, Henry, on that security side first, the security element, the British police officers here, and really it's all about the threat of hooligans travelling, perhaps even flouting travel bans that may be in place and attempting to cross the Irish Sea.
It is. I think the travel ban is certainly the most the area of most concern for the football unit. I think also the fixture of February 1995 probably lives long in the memory for some in police circles. Of course, that saw a lot of violence from England fans. There was an equaliser during the actual match between England and Ireland that was disallowed, and you saw England fans sort of ripping up seats in Dublin. You saw them throwing things, and ended up being 20 injuries and 40 arrests. But this time around, look, we're still sort of reeling from a pretty febrile atmosphere in the UK. We know that after the tragedy that we saw in Southport, there were riots. The Prime Minister's described them as far-right riots up and down the length and breadth of the UK. And so there's certainly, in some quarters, it is a bit of momentum behind the far right. And so the police, understandably concerned. And whilst there's only 3,000 fans officially from England that are indeed have seats in the game tomorrow, the worry is that, as we know, when England play, firstly, you have a lot of fans who come over who don't necessarily have tickets but want to soak up the atmosphere. That's great to an extent. The worry is that the fans who are not meant to travel may have got around and may be able to enter Ireland because of that common travel area, as you say. So that's the main concern for police, that these people that the footballing unit has banned will gain entry into Ireland.
Okay, so the politics now I want to talk to you about. We don't know for sure whether Keir Starmer is going to the match, but we do know that he's going to be here. And when the first met, the Taoiseach and Keir Starmer in Chequers, just after his election, he promised a reset in Anglo-Irish relations. So do you expect that will be a continuation of the reset? And what can we expect to emerge from these meetings?
Yeah, well, I think absolutely. You saw them enjoying the pint of Guinness at Chequers, didn't you? Simon Harris, Keir Starmer looking very happy, smiling all around. And I mean, look, the two clearly have a good relationship. Keir Starmer, like any international leader, has his favourites. He has the people that he gets on with. I think certainly the mood music I certainly get out of Number 10 as a lobby journalist is that the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, feels that there is more to develop in the relationship with Ireland. And so I think sort of among international partners, he is very focused on restoring that relationship, this great reset as we've seen. I mean, Michel Barnier is a man known to the British audience. He's been appointed the French Prime Minister, but was instrumental within the Brexit negotiations. He's previously lavished praise on Keir Starmer. So it's not just Ireland, it's a sort of range of European countries where Keir Starmer does feel like he can make amends. But in terms of the football, Claire, if he has a chance to be there, he will absolutely be there. there. Keir Starmer is a huge football fan. He's a huge Arsenal fan. Perhaps controversially, though, we know one of his favourite players is Declan Rice,
yes,
who plays for Arsenal, plays for England, but used to play for the Republic of Ireland. So there may well be a bit of banter between him and Simon Harris on that.
All right, Simon Harris will be getting the briefings on Declan Rice and on Arsenal this morning. Thank you so much, Henry Riley, for joining us. Well, we're joined now by former Republic of Ireland international Ray Houghton. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Claire.
We wanted to talk to you really to pile the pressure on this poor old Ireland team before they head out, because you're the man who put it in the back of the net, of course, against England in 1988. Can they do it again?
Yeah, of course they can. There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to do so. It's a new chapter in Irish football with a new manager coming in. I've been watching online some of the training session he's been putting on. It looks very positive at the moment. So the players have just got to go out there with a confidence and a belief in their ability that they can play against an England team who we know lost in the Euros final only a few weeks ago. But they've got an interim manager in Lee Carsley. So what's their process coming into it? What's their train of thought as players? You know, are they thinking about, is he going to get it long term? Is there a new manager coming in? Who do they have to impress? So it'll be intriguing to see the starting 11s for both teams and how they apply themselves in this match.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about our new manager going back to basics. What do you make of what you've seen in those training videos? Is there evidence of that?
What I'd like to see, Clint, what I'd like to see is someone who's been observing the Irish team over the last few years, is an emphasis on the attack. Too much has been, in my opinion, in recent years, been talked about playing out from the back. You know, can we do that? Can we retain possession of the ball? Well, football's a two-sided game. It's what you do defensively, but also what you do when you're attacking. And I think for far too long, we haven't done enough in that final third. So I'd like to see us being more proactive, passing the ball forward, getting the ball wide, getting crosses into the box, getting midfielders into attacking positions, getting our forwards, getting across the defenders, and really giving the Irish public something to shout about, to enjoy, rather than just coming to watch us playing keep ball, if you like. We have to be more on the front foot, getting at the opposition, getting at the opportunities at goal, scoring goals, and getting the crowd behind them.
Yeah, well, we'll see, you know, what Heimer Hal Grimson's plan is. As you say, Lee Carsley as well. I mean, it does add another layer to this because you have those two new guys in charge. You know, we get to see what they're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be intriguing. You know, Lee done a really good job with the under-21s with England. That's why he's been promoted with Gareth Southgate vacating the position. And with a new Irish manager coming in, you know, it's his opportunity to stamp his authority on the squad by the style of football, you know, the system that he wants to employ. He'll know the England players inside out. You'll know what the strengths and the weaknesses are. Mm-hmm. So we'll be really intrigued tomorrow to see what your starting 11 is and what they do early in the game. Do they really go after England? Do they press them high up, win the ball back and really get the fans on side?
Listen, I've read so much this week about Declan Rice and about Jack Grealish and you heard Henry mentioning it there, and the expectation is that they're going to get, you know, the reception that we expect when they come onto the pitch. You expect to see that too?
Yeah, absolutely. They know that. The boys know that. It's no different to, you know, when you leave a club, you know, and you move to your new club. You know, the old club, when you go to play against them, they're going to give you some stick.
Yeah.
You've got to be prepared for that. It's part and parcel of being a professional footballer. It's how you handle it. And these two lads are experienced. You know, Declan's been around the game for a while now. He's had a good season last season with Arsenal. You know, he's done well with England. Jack Grealish has been at Villa. He's been at Man City, so he's played for huge sides. So I don't think they'll be overawed by the occasion. Yeah, it'll be difficult for them, I'm sure. They'll squirm a little bit by the noise and the way that the fans, you know, treat them. But they've got to be professional, just get on with the job. Yeah. I'm more worried about what the Irish players do. I want to see us on the front foot. I want us attacking the game, taking the game to England and being confident and having a belief in your ability.
Mm, put them under pressure, in other words.
Mm, absolutely.
Listen, we've been talking, Ray, about the security side to all of this and the huge operation that's underway.
Incredible.
And people will remember what happened in 1995. Do you think, though, that we've come a long way since then, or is it difficult to predict what might happen tomorrow?
Well, you don't know. You really don't know. But listen, you have to make sure that you cover every angle. And just listening to your two guests that were on, it looks that way. You know, you can't fault the guards. They're getting the numbers mobilised for any event, you know, and also with the UK police coming over, they'll know who the so-called hooligans are. So all we're hoping for, everything goes off without any problems whatsoever, that there's no trouble at all. And, you know, the England fans should come over and enjoy what Dublin have got to offer, to go out there, watch the game, go out afterwards, go to a nice restaurant, go to the pub, enjoy everything that, you know, as I say, Dublin's got to offer. And if they do that, they'll have a great time.
Yeah, and let us have a great game. You know, that's what it's all about. Yeah, let the match go ahead and let it be a good one. Ray, so good to talk to you, as always.
And to you, Claire.
Thanks for taking our call. Former Republic of Ireland international Ray Houghton there. You can watch the match on RTE2 and on the RTE Player, and the pre-match build-up will start from 4 p.m. tomorrow evening, and we're all looking forward to that. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.